This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Thanks, that we could sing about Jesus, talk about Jesus so openly on the airwaves. And you know what? We're just getting started because Zanti Swanepoel is here. Zanti, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre, Brad.
Hello.
And ja, aren't we so privileged to make his name big over airwaves. Ons moet dit nooit for granted vat nie. It still is such a privilege.
Yeah, man, you're so right, Zanti. There's the freedom to be able to do this, and we mustn't waste the opportunity. There's a world that needs Jesus so much and so badly. Let us just use this freedom and speak about it. Maar oor na jou toe, Zanti, laat ek nie aanhou praat nie.
Dis reg. Weet jy wat, Brad en luisteraar, goeiemôre. Vanoggend wil ek bietjie praat oor net iets wat ek dink ons baie keer of julle weet ek praat altyd eers met myself. Maar verstaan ons rarig as daar in Jesaja 55 vers 8 tot 9 staan en ek lees dit in my Engelse Bybel. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Joh, hierdie slaat my elke keer so teen die bors om te besef dat ons God so baie keer in boksies plaas. En al lees ons dit, jy weet, ons brein kan nie fathom hoe groot hy is of myne kan nie. En hoe sy denke soveel groter is as myne nie. En een keer hoor ek die story en ek gaan dit vinnig vertel, wat net verduidelik hoe mense verskillend kan dink, nie. Hierdie man werk vir Amerikaanse golfmaatskappy en hy word... Yeah, he gets invited, or his company is asked to help a Saudi Arabian prince with his hotel and golf course. And he needs to come and do one or the other job there. So he flies over because he is the best in the field. And he does such an astounding job, such a beautiful, excellent job that the Saudi Arabian prince pays his company what is due to them. But then he says, you know what, my friend? You have gone far and beyond what I've expected. So I personally want to bless you with something. What would you like?
Sure.
Ek die man sê, hy weet omtrent nie wat om te sê nie, want die oomblik is so groot, en ek bedoel, hier staan hierdie prins, wat soos 'n koning is in hy land, en hy sê vir hom, wat wil hy hê? Hy sê, en al wat hy aan kan dink is, dit sal baie nice wees, as hy 'n nuwe golfklub kan hê, om mee te speel. So he says that to the prince. So he goes back to the States and a month goes by, 2 months goes by. And in this time, he's thinking what this golf club would look like. Yeah. You know, would it be of pure gold? Would it have real diamonds on? Would it be this glittery thing? And or will it be the best of the best that's ever been made? And he's just dreaming about what this would look like. But 2 months, nothing happens. So 2 months and 1 week, he sees that the postman is at his postbox. So he walks out and he finds this letter in his postbox or for the envelope. When he opens the envelope, he finds the ownership certificate of one of the biggest golf clubs in America. Okay. So this prince and this king of Saudi's ways and thoughts were much higher than his ways and thoughts. En is my die mooiste voorbeeld van om hierdie skrif te verduidelik, is dat ek en jy sien 'n gewone golfklub waarmee ons golf speel. Maar God sien 'n golfklub. Hy is soveel groter as ek en jy. Mag dit jou inspireer vandag om te weet dat God sien dinge beter as wat ek en jy kan en ons mag hom nooit in 'n boksie plaas nie. Maar om hierdie ding net vinnig by jou vasser te maak, wil ek eintlik by my regte storie uitkom vanoggend. En ek wil jou vertel van 'n man wat dalk hierdie ding geleef het. En ek wil vir jou vandag bemoedig. And I really want to ask you, if God has placed a vision or a dream in your heart, cherish it and take steps in faith. Jy sien, eendag was daar in Amerika hierdie tientjie in graad 6 en die meneer in hulle graad 6 klas in Engels het to pass English this year, you must write me an essay on your life's dream. Now, it was a Christian school, and this little boy went on, and he was writing his dream and what he saw in his vision. And he says he wrote for a week long. And then he gave in his paper. And it wasn't a week later, he got back his mark and he got an F, which means he failed English. And he looked at this paper and he saw, but it doesn't have a lot of grammatical errors or, you know, sins constructie foute ensovoorts. En so, hoekom dryp hy dit? So he went to the teacher and he said, "Sir, I really don't understand. Why did I not make this?" Die onderwyser kyk hom so en hy sê vir hom, "Weet jy wat, Boeta, ek wil gou vir jou verduidelik. Hierdie droom van jou sê dat jy droom dat jy eendag hierdie ongelooflike perde rond gaan hê. En as jy inry, is dit hierdie bome deur wat jy gaan ry en jy gaan wille perde hê en jy gaan die pragtigste stalle hê. And on the right hand side you will have this beautiful residence and then you'll have this mansion in front with a double staircase, a beautiful window looking out on a mountain. You will have hiking trails and lots of children will come to you and you will invest in all of them." He says, "Kom ek verduidelik gou vir jou, Boeta. Het jy al ooit in jou lewe 'n paar skoene gehad?" Die seun sê, "Ek het nie. I haven't had any pair of shoes ever." He says, "Do you have a mother and a father?" He says, "No, I only have a father." He says, "Hoeveelste skool is dit hierdie jaar waarin jy was?" Hy sê, "The 25th.
Wow.
Hy sê, "Het jy en jou pa ooit in julle eie huis gebly?" Hy sê, "No, we haven't. We've only, you know, stayed where my father works with horses. Hy het perde hoeve aangesit." He says, "So do you understand that this dream and who you are is not realistic?" He says, "So, but I'm going to give you another chance." Ek is nie 'n wreedaard nie. Ek gaan jou kans gee om weer vir my 'n realistiese droom vir jou lewe te gaan skryf. En dan sal ek hom weer merk. And it's told that this little boy goes home and for 2 weeks he's trying to write a realistic dream for his life. But I kan nie. Dis wat hy by die Here hoor. Dis wat hy sien. So after 2 weeks he goes back and he just says the following to the teacher. He says, "Mr. Clark, I have decided that you can keep your F and I'll keep my dream." En fast forward 'n paar jaar word hierdie onderwyser word hoof van hierdie skool en hy vat sy leierskorps, die leerlingraad van daai jaar, wil hy uitvat op 'n uitstappie en hy wil bietjie in hulle investeer en hy gaan na 'n gedeelte toe in die stad wat hy nog nooit was nie. So he puts them all on a bus and here they all go. And when they get closer to this farm, he says they turn right into this ranch. He says, and as he and the bus and the kids and the teacher with him goes through this canopy of beautiful trees, he has this deja vu moment. And he says to his teacher, wait. He sees on the left-hand side all this beautiful horses running wild. And as they continue on their path on the right-hand side, he sees this beautiful residences. As they go further on the left-hand side is training facilities and the most beautiful stables. And he says to this teacher, "My friend, I've been here before." And the teacher says, "Sir, but you've never been. You've asked me to take them to a place and a part of the state you've never been to." He says, "I'm telling you, I've been here before. We're going to stop in front of a beautiful fountain. Then it'll be this beautiful white mansion. It'll have a double staircase. And as we go in, we will see this beautiful window with a mountain at the back and hiking trails." He says, "Sir, I'm not really concerned about you." But as he said, so it was. When they walk into this house, this principal just breaks down. He falls to the floor and he starts crying. And a young man comes down the staircase and he says, sir, are you all right? Is everything fine? I don't understand. Are you feeling ill?" And he just looks up and he says, "Excuse me, sir, is your name John Boy?" He says, "It is." He says, "Don't you recognize me?" He says, "Not really." He says, "Do you remember your grade 6 English teacher, Mr. Clark?" He says, "I do." He says, "Well, that is I." He says, I, "Wonderful, you know, but I don't understand. Why are you on the floor? Why are you crying? Why did you faint?" He says, "John Boy, I have for the first time in my life realized at this moment how many children's dreams and visions, many of them God sent, I stole, broke, trampled on." And he just kept on weeping. And John Boy just looked at him and he picked him up and he says, "Sir, you are right, but you are also wrong." He says, "How do you mean I'm wrong?" He says, "You are right that you did that, And if you repent, God will, he'll hear you. He says, but you are also wrong because you see, sir, you can only steal a dream or a vision from God if that person allows you to. And as you can see today, I did not do that. En ek wil vandag vir jou sê, hoeveel keer laat ons die stemme in ons kop, die mense rondom ons, nie gestuur deur die Here nie, laat ons hulle toe om dit wat die Here in ons gebore het, daai visie, daai droom, daai ding wat hy wil hê jy moet gaan doen om 'n verskil te maak, om sy koninkryk te bring, om mense vir sy koninkryk in te bring. Hoeveel keer doen ons dit nie, want ons luister na mense wat vir ons sê, dis nie realisties nie, en ons is nie lang genoeg, oulik genoeg, mooi genoeg, het stem genoeg, genoeg geld. We will never have what it takes to do what God calls us to do. Because if we did, we didn't need him. So I want to leave you today with the following. May God that birthed his vision and dream into your heart, may you trust him more than the voices in your head and the voices around you. May you take a step out of your comfort zone. And in those steps, may God just bring you the next step and the next step. Because I believe with my whole heart, God is with the moving. When you move in the right and in his direction, he will bring everything to pass to his glory, as he also did with this little boy that chose to keep his F, to give back his F to the teacher, but keep his dream and his vision. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.